Welcome back to Film Vloggers. We review films and flog dead horses, so you don't have to. Is this week's film choice a complete waste of your viewing time? Much like flogging slash beating a dead horses, get it? Please head over to www.filmvloggers.com to check out all of our previous vloggings. And while you're there, maybe hang out for a while, look around and vote for our next film. Click on vote, or visit www.filmvloggers.com/vote. Are you an idiot? If so, please check out our idiot's guide to reviewing us, where even a big dummy like you can leave us a red-hot review. Here at Film Vloggers, we pride ourselves on offering one-star content with five-star effort. Once on the website, please click on Idiot's Guide, or visit us at www.filmvloggers.com/review-us. That should have been Idiot's Guide. My fault, I didn't change the URL. Annoying. Once again, filmvloggers.com/review-us. Believe it or not, we now have a Patreon. I know what you're thinking. You have the audacity to ask us to pay to receive more of this. Pause for dramatic effect. Yes. We have a Patreon exclusive show called Nitpickers. I think you'll like it. Please visit www.filmvloggers.com/support-us. Again, that hyphen is annoying, should have removed it. Or head straight to our Patreon page. patreon.com/filmwafflers. No idea why I did film wafflers. Another mistake. Where you can support us for as little as £1 British or £1.50. And while you're on the website, punch that big purple subscribe button and tell a friend about the vlog. Wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, mistress, your nan, granddad, your kids. They can tell their friends. They can tell their friends at school about the vlog. But in all seriousness, this really helps the podcast grow and enables us to enrich or ruin the lives of the hundreds of millions of earlobes we haven't reached yet. Hi, Ben here. Hi, Fiona. You're right down there. I'm just apologising to the fans for the start of this episode in the first 2 minutes and 20 plus seconds because, sorry? Oh, well, and the rest of the episode's not much better, but we had some slight technical problems. So the first 2 minutes and 30 or 20-ish seconds or something are fucked. No idea why. Must be the COVID. So just watch out for that. You can sort of make sense of some of it. There's stuff about... Oh, anyway. All right. Yeah, cheers. Just get past that and you should be... I'm going. Jeez.
And it is Ben. Annie, Ben.
15 minutes of COVID.
Yeah, it finally got us. I don't think we should do this.
How are you feeling over there, Fiona?
I feel like fucking shit.
I can't hear you very well and I can't hear myself.
Oh.
Is that the COVID?
It's the COVID.
Oh, sorry, I haven't got COVID.
Ben does have that.
You got COVID.
Yeah, there was two lines, Ben, on your swab, so.
No, there wasn't.
There was.
Inconclusive tests.
Mm.
Wasn't there?
Yeah. We're gone because I can't really want really small job. Excuse me for my sniffing.
Oh, my. Is this going to be listenable?
No, Ben is Ben. I don't know why
it's
you're
listenable
making me do
word.
It.
Okay. Talk about the Oscars before or after the review?
Talk about them now, Ben, and hurry the fuck
okay, up. That's film, isn't it? Because it's all part silly.
Yeah. Why are we doing this film, Ben? What happened at the Oscars? Care to share?
I wonder if you're cutting out. I can't hear because my ears are blocked. Is that a symptom of COVID?
Yeah. I don't have COVID. One, what happened at the Oscars?
Oh, there was a flap, wasn't there, or something?
Ooh. Who bitch slapped who?
Who?
Slapped.
Fiona, you've seen it. You've seen it. I need to get this out soon because
it's old news.
The world's moved.
What are your thoughts on
fucking
the Oscars,
hell,
Ben?
I don't want to do it. Fucking God.
What are your thoughts on the Oscars, Ben?
What's this doing this shit most of the time, but fucking hell. I've talked to that bald Sean tomorrow
on
Casino Royale. I'm actually quite looking forward to reading it, but holy fuck. Fuck.
Death now, Ben.
Oscars.
Yeah.
What are the Oscars?
Over it, Ben. It happened a week ago.
Well, what's your opinion, Fiona? Owner. I just said to you, I had. Yeah, well, I don't. At the time when I, Jesus, said a few things, and then I think, oh yeah.
Yeah, but you were very excited about Ben in the airport.
Well,
You kept going on about it.
Well, I think I've mentioned before my disdain for the Smiths.
Yes.
In particular, well, I say in particular Jada, both of them, all of them.
Yes, yes.
All of them. They're rancid.
What's the one called Jaden, isn't it?
Horrible. Horrible bunch of people. Don't know them, but wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
But then you go on Twitter, and like most things, you see stuff on Twitter and you see the opinions, and it's like, oh, do you know what? Who cares?
Yes.
I'll let these fucked up people on Twitter just talk about it. All their polarizing opinions, and it's a bit of a nasty place, Twitter, actually.
Mm. And what did you
think? It's very depressing. It's bleak.
And what do you think of Will Smith? I don't know what he's done. Something about he's no longer part of the Academy anymore.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Good choice, Will.
Yeah, so yes, very quickly, what do you think then? Was he in the right? He was just protecting Jada.
Yeah, but it was on live TV to millions of people.
Oh, I see.
Children watching everything watching it.
Oh, she's very upset.
Yeah, no. It shouldn't have happened. He should have just...
Who was in the wrong, Fiona?
Well, that's what all of these stars do. They all make jokes of people.
Well,
you take it on your chin.
Oh, sorry.
Take it on the chin and
COVID.
Get on with it.
Sorry, you've got COVID. We shouldn't be talking every day.
Take it on the chin, Ben, and get over
well,
it.
Well, he's sitting
like,
in
what
the...
did he say to... What did he? What did
oh,
Amy
wow.
Say?
Wow, I don't have the energy, but you're talking over me. I don't like
what
it.
What did Amy say to Will Smith? He was saying... She was saying about... Not Will Smith, to...
Who's Amy?
Amy Huberman, or whatever you call her.
Who?
One of the funny people. One of the comedians.
What are we talking about?
On a different award ceremony that I'm on about now. I don't know which one it was.
I'm boiling.
I'm really hot.
We need to get to the film.
But she was saying that she was thanking Leonardo DiCaprio for all of the work that he'd done in climate change and all that, and that he was leaving behind a greener, better planet for all of his girlfriends because they're significantly younger
than
he is.
Yes.
So you go on to these award shows, and like, what do you call it? Kirsten Dunst, she was called a seat filler at one point as well. And it's just like, you go on to do shows and this is what you get.
Well, like
this is the only time for somebody.
It. What the fuck is going on? Can I fucking speak, please? Because I'm ill. I'm very ill.
I'm Ill.
I don't have COVID, but I'm ill.
I'm ill.
I'm ill for many reasons.
Okay, proceed.
Just fucking shut up.
My
throat
is very
Yeah,
strong.
Shut up. Okay. You're more talkative with COVID than you are when you haven't got it.
Where's Will Smith when you need
fucking
him?
Fucking quiet down.
Okay, I'm back in my corner.
He's sitting in the front row as well. So they're sitting in the front row. You know, Jade is there. You know, she can't believe her fucking luck, can she? She's sitting there, bald head, in the front row, just like, well, God, yeah, this is it. This is fucking great. Brilliant. I said years ago, when Chris Rock made that joke about the...
2016.
What did he say? It was something to do with, like, being in Rihanna's underpants or knickers. And then he said something like, well, I wasn't invited, so...
Oh, yes.
So I should have looked at the joke.
Yeah.
Because Jada was trying to boycott the Oscars. Good. You weren't going anyway, Jada. You fucking suck.
She won't be going
again. Why are you boycotting it? You weren't invited.
Yes, well, she won't be going again, Ben.
Oh, I'm sure she will be going again.
No, because he's not invited to it anymore.
Well, Will's not, no.
Yeah, but she won't
go. Well, you think Jada wouldn't fucking go? She'll boycott it again.
Yeah, of course she will.
My husband's left, so I'm boycotting it.
Yes.
You won't be back again anyway.
Right, anyways.
Oh, what's the opinion on it?
Right.
Yes, it's a joke. They're sitting front row. It's because, again, going back to Twitter, it's because it's a medical condition, isn't it? So you can't joke about medical conditions. Is that the point?
I don't know what the point
is. That
why
everyone's getting upset?
The point is, I actually don't give a flying
fuck. Then other people on Twitter were saying, oh my God, he could have killed Chris. He could have killed him.
With a bitch slap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the problem with something. It's not just Twitter. It's obviously the world. It's social media. It's the man in the street. I'm sure the man in the street is like, sorry, I don't even care about the Oscars.
Okay, Ben, I'm really struggling right
now.
Oh,
sorry.
Hurry the fuck up.
Well, it was meant to be a 2-minute conversation, but I just couldn't get a fucking word in. Because you're very talkative for some reason.
Okay,
I can't believe
start.
It. So what's the conclusion on the Oscars then?
Conclusion is I don't give a fiddler's fuck.
What was my opinion?
You don't care either.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the Oscars, well, the room itself is just, it's just full of narcissistic psychopaths. They already live in their own reality. So it's like, well, just let them get on with it, yeah.
Yes.
The Oscars fucking sucks.
Yes.
It sucks. It's like a 4-hour fucking extravaganza of just misery.
Mm.
And you spend about 20 seconds actually seeing the films nominated and hearing from the people who have won.
Yes.
And the whole point of actually watching it is to see the films, the actors. You hear from them for about 10 seconds.
Yes.
And you've got just other shit, sketches, people talking.
Yes, people joking.
Giving shit awards out.
Mm.
It's a fucking mess.
Yes. Okay, so I'm pressing start now, Ben. Okay, so today we are doing, if you haven't guessed it,
I've got more to say about
is
it.
G.I. Jane.
Oh, that's, well, Fiona, that's inappropriate. I can't believe
1997, it. 6 out of 10 on the IMDb.
Is this just a random pick?
No.
There's no reason.
No, I decided to do it because I didn't get the joke, did I? So I said, let's do G.I. Jane because I don't understand it.
Oh, so it is linked in because yes. Jada was G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's inappropriate. Oh God.
So blame Chris Rock for this. Everyone.
Oh, Jada, you fucking stink.
So when a female lieutenant is given an opportunity to earn her place in the Navy SEALs, she is determined not to bow down to the pressure or expectations of those rooting for her to fail. Directed by Ridley Scott, who directed Alien, Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, Gladiator, Black Hawk Down, to name a few.
How are you saying Thelma?
Thelma.
Right.
Thelma. That's how I'd usually say it.
You're still cutting out, I think. That's extraordinary.
Main actress is Demi Moore, who plays Lieutenant Jordan O'Neill.
Why is that funny?
Ghost is one of our films that we did. I love that film.
Well, she was a big hit in the 90s.
She
huge,
was.
Huge.
Disclosure. A Few Good Men, just to name a few. She was also married previously to Bruce Willis, which I'll come back to in a little
while.
Oh,
there's been some news on Bruce Willis.
Oh, there has been. I'll come back to that.
There's no time for that in this episode.
I'll come back to that. Currently married to Ashton Kutcher, if I believe. Is that right? Is she still married to him?
No, Fiona. Have they broke up? For fuck's sake. Get on Twitter and find out about the world, will you?
I'm not down with the kids.
They broke up like years. He's had kids with old Mila Kunis or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah. You're right there.
Fucking hell.
They're the same guy.
They got divorced like 7 years ago.
COVID, you know, wrecks the brain. Viggo Mortensen.
Fuck off.
Who plays...
That's not COVID, that's just you.
Master Chief John James Orgal or something. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn, yeah.
That's the one. I was hoping you'd say that.
He's good in this. He's not bad in this.
Yeah, he is actually quite... He's very stern. And then you've got Anne Bancroft, who plays... She plays the senator, doesn't she?
Yeah, she was all right, yeah. Eating the carpet.
Yeah. Eating what?
No, sorry. Hang on. it was chewing the scenery, I think what I was trying to say.
I have no idea what you were trying to say, Ben.
No, chewing the scenery.
I don't get it.
You know, when actors are in a film.
Yeah.
You must have heard the term, chewing the scenery.
No.
When they're really going for it. You know, oh, fucking hell, or they stole that scene. You know, they're really chewing the scenery.
Okay.
Do you get it?
No.
Eating the carpet, licking it, doing something.
No.
Licking the scenery.
All I do is hoover the carpet. We've got, and then under McCool, not
funny.
McCool team, O'Neill's team, you've got McCool, Flea and Cortez. No idea who they are. But yeah.
Just to confirm that we're both very unwell. So this is why this is...
we're both a bit delirious.
This is a joke.
So Demi Moore called this film... her proudest professional moment. What do you think of that, Ben? Or proudest professional achievement, should I say?
Well, I think it's quite harsh, the reaction to this film. It's not great, but I think she's all right, isn't it? She won a Razzie for it. Or was she just nominated for one?
No, she won...
she actually won the Razzie.
So, where do I have that written down? Yes, she won a Razzie for the worst actress.
Oh,
Ben.
So she actually won the Razzie.
Yeah, for worst actress.
It's harsh. I don't think Demi Moore's great. So, I don't think she's great in anything, really. You know, she's attractive and she became a sex symbol in the 90s. So
she shaved her head for this role.
Yeah, and you know, she looks the part.
This was the first Ridley Scott film directed film nominated for a Razzie Award. It was the first one to win a Razzie for Worst Actress, which was Demi. And interestingly enough, Bruce Willis also... won a Razzie Award for Worst Films of 2021. He released like 7 or 8 films.
I know, Fiona, we're not...
But they've taken that off him because of his current mental
state.
Yes,
yes.
Which I think is very fair.
I don't think it's mental state, is it?
Well, he's got dementia, Ben. So he lacked capacity. Oh. I can't speak, oh my God.
Okay. I thought you were just implying that he was mentally unwell.
No.
Oh, right.
No. So, yeah.
Oh, careful, Fiona. We've already been controversial with our Oscar take that everyone was waiting for.
That's that. So the Navy SEALs actually opened up to training for women in March 2016.
Oh, interesting.
Do you think it was that grueling? I wouldn't be... I'd be running.
Yeah,
running
so
away from that.
I read old David Goggins' book about Hell Week and stuff, and that was... Yeah, that sounds about right. It sounds sounds pretty fucking terrible. Yeah,
it does sound very intense. And how did they? Do you have any information about how they prepared for this film?
Have you got the timer on there, by the way?
Yes, 10 minutes.
All right.
10 minutes.
So we're not talking about Demi. Let's talk about Demi.
Talk about Demi. Yeah.
What do you think about Demi?
Yeah, she was great in it, Ben.
No, I think it's harsh because if someone else played this role, today, I don't know, like who's a good actor?
Jennifer Lawrence.
You can't say actress, actor.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Best actress at the Oscars, isn't it? No.
I don't know, Ben.
I'm confused by this actor-actress thing.
Right, okay, we're not talking about that right now, Ben.
I don't get it because there's a best actor and actress at the Oscars.
Right, we're not on that right now.
It's confusing.
I think we need a recess. Can we have a recess?
Right, best actor.
Tris. Yeah, who
would... Yeah, so actress, actresses, you know, who would play this role? Who's a famous one?
Jennifer Lawrence, I just said.
Amy Adams.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, she's too polished.
Okay, but... I don't know. Who's action? Charlize Theron. You know,
Said Jennifer Lawrence. What's wrong with her?
Okay, maybe Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. Thank you.
I think if someone played this role now, it would probably go down a lot better. Potentially.
Yeah, probably.
Because I think the irony of it all is that it maybe got overlooked a little bit and it got sort of, you know, belittled somewhat and people was like, oh, no, that was a bit stupid. Because of the fact that she is a woman playing this character in the 90s. The whole film's about women trying to get into the army and trying to be respected as the same as men. And
it still took, what, 26 years for it to be a thing? For women to be allowed to.
Do you see what I mean by the irony of the whole thing? That in the real world...
Well, she probably fucking won an Oscar for it
now. The film was derailed somewhat, but was it actually that bad?
No, I actually think it was I think it was quite a good film. I actually quite enjoyed it. And funny enough, you should say that. Film's Blu-ray sales have also seen a spike in sales following the 94th Academy Awards, just to let you know.
Oh, of this film?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Just interesting.
Oh, so we're not the only one who's cashing in on the joke then.
No, no. And also, it made it to the trivia on the IMDb about Will Smith and...
Oh, I see.
Chris Rock, I read that.
I see.
I was going to write it down, but I assumed that you'd cover that.
Right.
So you were saying about in this film, yes, she's this woman, she's determined, she wants to play by the same rules as everybody else. She doesn't want special rules because she's a woman. But then we see her in clips where she's literally amazing body, amazing physique, very good.
Well, yeah, she's, you know, but she's, then you get she's these, put the work in, certainly.
You get these over-sexualised scenes of her working out, literally. So what's that trying to imply?
Well,
that when the men's asleep, she's working out.
Well, yeah, and I said that, but I guess that it was. I guess it's kind of unavoidable, isn't it, really? Because you have to have that to show, you know, she's working extra hard and she deserves to be there.
Yeah.
And I guess Demi probably wasn't going to say, oh, don't have those because, like, I've worked my ass off for 6 months to prepare for this role.
Yes.
You know, I can do loads of one-arm push-ups.
Yes.
So let's make sure that we get to see those, please.
They did do intense four-month training, you're correct, for this.
Yeah, it's... You look at it and think, oh, could Ridley have shot that a bit differently? But it's, you know, visually, it's the film's quite good and it's got that Ridley Scott gloss over it, isn't it? It's, you know, it's nice to look at. So I guess that goes into the montages of Demi doing her one-arm press-ups and looking sweaty with her big fake boobs.
Was Ghost before or after this? Ghost was after this, wasn't it?
No, Fiona.
Ghost was before
Ghost
this.
Ghost was 1990, wasn't it?
Oops. Okay.
So this is what, 97?
97. Sorry, Ben, I'm just not putting too...
She looks a bit older, doesn't she, as well? That should have been a fucking clue.
I was just thinking of the hair being short. That's all I was thinking
of. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about either. It's a delirious
Say
moment.
Some other stuff.
Okay, so Master Chief John James, whatever his surname is, that scene where they're in the forest. I need to go to bed.
Shut up, COVID. Shut up. You're a big fucking faker.
That
you don't
scene,
have it. You're fucking rigging the test.
That scene... Was he going to rape her?
No.
In front of all these people?
Of course he wasn't. No, but...
It's severely implied, Ben.
Yes, no. Well, he would have stopped, wouldn't he?
Would he have, though?
Yes. It's all training simulations, isn't it? It's to prepare the men and her for real life.
But that probably would have happened in real life.
Well, she would have got raped in real life, yeah.
Yes. But he was...
Yeah, but I don't think he actually needs to rape her to go, oh, look, this is what to expect, so, you know, keep your guard up. But that's the point of the character, though, because... You look at him and think, oh, that's, has he gone a bit too far? Has he gone a bit too far there? Yeah. But then he could have easily been made out to be the bad guy and everyone's like, oh, Vigo's horrible. And at the end, she's like, yeah, fuck you, Vigo. Like, I did it. Ha ha. But he's doing this whole shit with this old D.H. Lawrence and all these quotes he's coming out with. But then he's like, no, and then, but there's a, you know, a level of respect at the end, isn't there?
Yeah.
And he respects her and what he's doing is he's actually helping her and he's not just being a complete prick for no reason. Mm. And he's not just up her arse because he's like, oh, you know, women, you don't deserve to be here. He's doing actually a good job.
Yeah.
And that scene is pretty heavy.
It is a very
heavy
scene.
But at the same
scene.
Time, it's like, it's the scene that turns around opinion of her.
Yeah.
And then the men start becoming...
More accepting.
God.
Yeah, more accepting.
Yes,
yeah,
so they start getting on Team Demi, and they're like, yeah, do you know what, Demi? Yeah, she's all right. Yeah, we want to root for her and stuff.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, Vigo, he's gone too far. But no, he's done his job, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's given her an extra oomph if she needed any, and the men are now on side.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of her attitude throughout it all?
Well, it's fine. Yeah. What do you mean?
Just when she came in and she was just like, I will not be treated any differently.
Well, because she
I'd
has
be just
to,
like,
she?
Where's the nail parlour? Where's the hairdressers?
Yeah, well, that's what I'd be like. Stupid, isn't it?
I don't plan
to. Well, because they've got to, haven't they? They've got, that's the whole point of the film, for fuck's sake. Like, she kicks off because they do the whole, what was it called? Gender neutral, what's it called? The 30-second thing, the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Neutralizing.
Yes, that's
neutral
the one.
Something.
Yeah.
And she kicks off. She's like, I want the same time as everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is hard.
Yes, no.
So what's happening? Okay, so what's happening at the end? Look at your notes. What's happening at the end?
I haven't looked at my notes.
Who is fucking her over and who's not fucking her over? Because I was confused about that.
No,
what's
the senator?
The senator dude.
But it was all for her, wasn't it? So she could get approval and she could keep her army bases and all this sort of shit.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And she, like she said, she goes, you know, I wanted to do it because I thought it'd be good for me, but also it'd look good for you and it'd be a good experience. But I didn't think you'd last fucking more than 2 weeks. So, like, oh, shit. So everyone's a winner because, you know, you'd have given it a go and you'd have looked good for women because you'd have stuck it out for a few weeks, which would have been nice. And I'd have been all right because I'd have got my bases back and all this shit. So you fucked up because you just kept going.
Well, yeah. She shouldn't have kept going.
What was the whole lesbian thing? I think that was very 90s as well. The fact that she got accused of being a lesbian and then she got booed. Well, she left, and that's very 90s as well. Like, you know. Well, I think it would have been quite good.
Well, it would have been in the Navy, wouldn't it? Because if you wanted to join the Navy as a woman, you'd be classified as basically a man. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
It's be quite a masculine thing to do.
Right.
I think
that actually would have been quite good if they'd actually made her a lesbian, because her fucking boyfriend's dreadful. He sucks. He's a boring character.
Mm. Yeah, he's very
awful.
Boring. Yeah, there's really no need for him. But I'm assuming their relationship is under wraps in this film, because no one seems to know about their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, they don't do that. He's there collecting intel, isn't he, for everyone?
Oh, is it? Oh, right, I didn't.
What? You saw it?
It's been a week.
What have we got? Yeah, some films from Demi. What have we got? I've got a few films listed, actually. Oh, you've said some, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh, The Scarlet Letter. Oh, my God. That film's fucking hideous. And the book.
I've never seen it.
A Few Good Men. Oh, Indecent Proposal. Did
you say
that?
Yep, I said that.
That's a pretty good film. I think that's the film where everyone was like, oh, actually, Demi Moore's actually pretty hot, yeah.
Ooh. Demi Moore's really hot.
Oh, she's very attractive.
She's like it's not the right word to say for her. Just when she has her hair down, it's like really beautiful, sluttery look.
Who? A sluttery look?
Yeah. What's the word that you say?
Sultry?
That's the word. That's the word.
Sultrous?
Yeah, that's the word. She's got like, when her hair's all down, she's just got this, I don't know, beautiful look.
Oh, what about her and Bruce, eh? They were the couple in the 90s, weren't they?
They were.
What else?
Where's she now then?
Oh,
oh, okay.
The final battle, that sequence, I think is a bit shit. I don't think that's great. It's lots of like shaky cam. I think Ridley's getting way too carried away with himself. I think he's trying something a bit bold, and I don't think it works. I think it's just a bit lame.
I've never
I'm just not
it.
Really not lame, but it doesn't work. It's too much going on. There's too much cuts. There's too much shakiness to it. It's no.
Okay.
I think that sort of dampens the
mood
somewhat.
Yes.
Yeah. Bit of a shit ending. Mm. Anything else, Fiona?
What about all his other films? Alien. Did you like that?
Yes, of course, yes.
Yes, you're one of your favourite films.
Why wouldn't
it?
I?
Don't know.
Oh, it's loud. G.I. Jane.
So, thank you, Chris Rock. I actually quite enjoyed that film.
Oh,
so
did
thank you?
You?
Yes.
I thought you were pretty underwhelmed by it.
No, I enjoyed it. I said that, didn't I? I enjoyed it. Right, your turn.
Yes, decent film. I think Demi Moore was actually quite good in it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's actually that great, but I think she's fine in this. Mm. She puts in a good shift. I think if this is made now with a different actor, different actress, I think people would fucking mop it up. They'd love it. I just think it came around at the wrong time. I think if it got made now, I think opinion of it would be very different.
Well, yeah, people nowadays love these type of films, isn't it, where you've got like a female character, like this really strong, powerful female character, like literally shoving shit in guys' faces. People love that nowadays.
Shoving shit in guys' faces?
Yeah.
What, like, literal shit?
No, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
sore.
Why fake laugh and start quivering in your chair? Oh, that's back to the Will Smith stuff.
Oh, yes.
Because he was laughing at the start,
wasn't he? You've been looking at that quote, Ben, for the whole 15 minutes. I've been seeing you.
No, I've just looked at it again now, and I've gone like, I thought that was...
Yeah, he laughed at the joke, and then he seen Jada's face, and he said, oh, shit, I best go.
Well, you know who the fucking slap was for, don't you? Wasn't for Chris.
Huh?
Who do you think that slap's for? Who do you think Will really wants the fucking slap?
His woman.
Yeah.
His woman's boyfriend.
After that fucking dog shit round the table.
Did you see?
We had an entanglement.
Did you see that boyfriend of hers? How much younger is he?
Oh, God.
Jesus. She could have done better. Don't know, actually.
Oh.
And, oh, no, I best ask this off camera, actually.
I never watched that dog shit round the old table, round the round table, whatever the fuck we're calling that misery. But my mum said that Will had no idea. So she dropped that bombshell around the fucking round table and he had no idea.
Yeah, he had suspicions though, didn't he?
But right, he wasn't actually aware that she was getting filled by someone else.
No, no, but
and
it
she
went
confirmed
on for
years. It live on TV around that fucking table.
It was a 4-year relationship, wasn't
4 years.
It? 4 years. Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't aware of it.
He had his suspicions, apparently, but I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of a toxic relationship, if you ask me, that he couldn't just, before they went on the round table.
Is that what it's called?
Just, I don't know. Just,
oh, do you
know,
do you not watch it, Fiona?
You know, Jada, any chance, you know, was it true? Just so I'm not in for complete and utter shock at the round table. Any chance that
I'm
you actually
I'm calling it the
wore,
round table, I don't know if it's called that.
Any chance that you were having sex with someone else for 4 years? Oh, yes, darling, well, I was.
Well, no, hang on, Fiona, it was an entanglement.
We all know what an entanglement means. It's an entanglement in the bedroom, Ben. In the bed. Naked. Mash I had.
Yeah, so I'm sure Will's psychologically disturbed.
Well, then he goes on to
sure his emotions are all over the fucking place.
Well, he goes on then afterwards in his acceptance speech about, you know, love makes you do stupid things and...
Sometime, you know, life imitates art. Well, that's good fucking timing, isn't it, Will? Great timing, that.
Do we hear referred back to the film just like, oh, you know... Richard did everything to protect his daughters. Richard Williams, or whatever his name was.
Yes.
Did everything to protect his daughters.
Well, maybe it was all a setup, eh?
I think
maybe
it was.
Maybe they've cooked it all up.
I wouldn't
they
be
surprised. Fooled everyone.
April Fools, huh?
Oh.
All right, can I please go downstairs now?
But at least they've got nice kids, so that's the
Oh, yeah, why is Jaden... Is Jaden... Jaden's the girl, isn't she?
I'm not getting into the kids.
Okay. She's got the same hairstyle as the mother.
I'm just going to say... I'm just going to say they're nice. Oh, they're all supporting Jada, aren't they?
Is that why, though?
Maybe.
Okay.
Can't say I've looked at the kids recently.
I've just seen a picture.
I'm sure they're doing great.
I don't know.
And I'm sure they're going to produce kids. And everyone's going to be happy.
Yep, and especially you, Ben.
Then I can talk about their kids.
Yeah.
How great they are.
Great. Reproduction is brilliant, isn't it, Ben? All right, please let me go downstairs.
Oh, I want to get a round table.
I'm tired.
So I can stop laying bombshells on you.
What, you've got COVID?
No, I'm having entanglements with everyone.
You don't have time for entanglements, Ben.
All right, that's it then. Great. How long's this? It's too long. I need to edit this soon before it becomes irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
People talk about something else.
It is irrelevant. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Thanks, sorry.
Any categories?
Sorry, no.
Oh, flog score. We can do that at least.
Sorry about my sniffles, FYI.
Yeah, this is going to sound fucking hideous.
I told you not to do it.
Flog scores. Well, quickly, G.I. Jane.
What?
1 to 5. 0 to 5. 0 to 5.
Right, and what's good and what's bad?
5 is the bad one. It's, okay, oh, fine. It's bad. You don't want 5.
I'll give it a 3.
A 3, right.
Yeah. I don't think it was that bad. I actually quite enjoyed it. It kept me engaged. I did quite like Demi in it. I really liked that guy in it.
Vigo.
That's the one. I really liked him in it. I thought he was very good. Yeah, I liked the story behind it. Good. I like the way she went in there. Wasn't waiting for no fucker to cut her hair. She went and did
okay,
it
herself. Okay, that's okay. Fine.
A bit of a Britney Spears moment.
Fine. Yeah, 3. Yeah, we have 3 as well. That's okay. Fine. Yeah, I'm not going to fuck about with it.
Okay, now please. Right, goodbye, everyone. See thank you. Later. Thank you. Jesus. This was so long.
I can taste the leather.
Now to finish off the Sound of Ireland.
And Hello and welcome to What's Our Seat Number? If you're listening to this trailer, you're deciding whether or not you're going to listen to this podcast.
Good.
But chances are, we've lost you already.
Good. Wait, what? No, come on, Matt. What?
Well,
why?
I mean, it takes what, like 10 seconds for people
you're
to lose interest
defeatist.
In things?
You're
I am
being
not being defeatist.
Defeatist.
They've
you
gone
are.
Already. It's for
now. Well, now they are because we started arguing, so we've both sort of driven them out.
Well, go
right,
on then.
Go on
tell the dead air who we are.
Okay. The dead air.
The dead air.
The cadaver.
The people who aren't listening anymore.
I'm taking control. You introduce yourself, and then I'll introduce myself, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing, right? It's going right, to sound more right, professional
right,
that
okay,
way. Go.
Okay, okay. I'm Johnny Gross. I am a filmmaker and a film fan and fanatic and obsessive.
Good. Very good. That was very well done. Very professional. You sounded like you're in control and almost like you know who you are.
All right, then. And who are you?
I'm Sai. I'm a 3D artist and a game designer, a film fan. I'm your brother as well.
Really?
So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite movies and hopefully some of yours as well. There's going to be trivia behind the scenes.
Do you want to tell the listeners why we've called this podcast What's Our Seat Number?
You really came to the right person with fielding this question because I feel that I can take this story and really bring it to life. Okay, so one time we went to go and see a film in the cinema and I asked, what's our seat number?
Fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I did it for you.
It's great. If you want to hear more, you can check out the rest of our episodes. We're hosted by Podbean, but you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music or Audible, TuneIn, Alexa, Listen Notes, and now on iHeartRadio, Player FM, and Podchaser. So pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. Please don't forget to review, like, and rate, and keep listening, because the more you listen, the more we'll be able to produce. Bye.
Ta-ta.